the sun is high in the sky as our current character sits on the ship, probably feeling quite ill from the long 2-month journey that has brought him to the island of Cania. The first sign of land in quite a while being the Sanguine Pillar, a large, large volcano that stretches up towards the sky, belching smoke, and at night it belches colors. Even from this distance, you can see the glittering of the gems that crest the mouth of the volcano. Incredibly valuable, or so we think, for it has yet to be researched or even reached at all. It has taken quite some time to get to this island. You have come in response to an ask of aid. Yet this island holds many secrets. The island holds many dangers. It also may hold many friends. Little is known of the future, except that it is full of shenanigans. The first of our group, the one who sits on the ship, is a young man by the name of Ulad. So how's he feeling? How's he look? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, when Ulad sees the plume of smoke off in the distance and the first land he's seen for a while, at first he's filled with excitement, which is then rapidly replaced with seasickness as he rushes to the side of the ship. He is a rather small peacock Arachocra with beautiful bluish feathers, wears scholarly robes with silver trimmings. His golden eye seems to dart around the entire time.
Yep. It has been a rough ride. You guys have been out in the open ocean for quite some time, and this was pretty much a very... barely had time to get on the ship sort of situation, with the other ships being quite a long ways away from setting sail. So it may not be the best trip, which says a lot since Ulad isn't super great with boats to begin with. However, you approach port. You are approaching the town of Fifton, the fifth town to have been established on Caney Island. On here, you already start to see the shapes of buildings, towers, a very measly wall, but a very sizable adventurer's guild with bones and tusks and all sorts of memorabilia of battles past, just strapped to the building itself. And your rather small, more of a brig than a ship, is pulling in to the port. As soon as the gangplank is dropped, I assume Ulad would be one of the first people stumbling off the ship. Is this accurate?
Yep. Glad to feel some solid land under his talons.
As you do such a stumble quickly and full of, I believe it was, not a heck of a lot of decorum, you may bump into a lady who has just gotten off the ship right next door. Still on the same walkway, but from a different ship, a much larger ship. Seems like it was commercial, probably pulled along quite a lot of people. She too seems to be quite quick off the ship. And so the speed from both of you to get onto solid land has landed you quite solidly on your arses. But you look up at each other and Lilith. How are you feeling?
Not very much sea legs on this one either. She's going to stand up, you know, brush sand off pants. And you see a quite relatively tall drow. She's wearing just very standard looking leather armor, maybe a bit of like leaves and stuff stuck to it. She has a lot of like golden markings and stuff on her face, arms, at least where you can see them when it's not covered by clothes. And she has braided white hair, and as for weapons that you can see, she has a bow on her back. And she's not looking super great. Seasickness probably hit quite hard for her as well. But I think after a few seconds it goes over when she's suddenly startled by this very colorful fella. Yeah.
Yeah. After running into each other, we'll probably get up, start dusting herself off, and then look up and... A drow. Okay. Hi, can I help?
I don't know. Maybe, yes. Are you okay? You took quite the fall. Guess I did too.
Fine.
I guess I'll stretch out my hand to help Ulad up if he hasn't like gotten up himself. How tall is he?
For something, he's very small.
Okay, yeah. I need to remember what I put her as, but I think it's like over 6 feet or something. So very standard. Standard height.
Yeah, just imagine coming. First thing you do is bump into a 6 foot tall drow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine this, like, it can be a bit scary, but
mm-hmm.
She looks nice.
Hmm.
I know she has a big
he'll
bow.
He'll just apologize a bunch.
Oh no.
He'll just apologize a bunch and like scramble up and be like, oh, yeah, sure, that's fine. Bye. And then start walking.
Okay, bye. Very confused. Yep, that's another skittish fellow to add to the book.
As you are leaving, several people have gotten off the ship already. A few of them carrying cargo, obviously. As you turn to leave, Ulad, one of the boxes that are being carried by two big burly men shakes, falls, and smashes open. This box came from the ship that Lilith has exited, and as it falls and crashes, breaks open, a odd sight meets your eyes, and wild eyes indeed look all around. These two big burly men yelling and screaming as something is almost thrown into the ocean immediately. And what is this? Who's this?
Is Kralk? Kralk is a rat folk, looking quite scraggly. He has black oily fur, quite beady red eyes, and kind of a viciousness and wildness around him. He's quite small at 4.2 feet. And he is wearing really not a lot, except for his quite evil-looking great axe on his back. Yeah. The thing seemingly having sharp bits just glued to it wherever they would fit.
It's brilliant and very effective, I'm sure.
I hope so.
And he came out of the box.
The box has smashed this guy and a bunch of very chewed scraps of food, question mark, come out.
Yeah, it was edible enough.
These two men are panicking. They start picking up planks of wood to subdue this guy, Krell, who is now backing away, quite surprised and also surrounded by the ocean, backing away right into Ulad.
My brilliant plan worked. Why is there so much water?
You're on an island. That, what? Huh? Were you in a box? How long have you been in a box?
I don't know. What's an island?
At this point, these two guys are raising their planks with... it seems they've gone from subdue to murderer's intent.
I pull my axe and threaten them with action.
Violence.
Like,
yeah.
Just... I've been in a box for a long time. I'm kind of wanting to stretch out and not stand on wood near ocean.
We're gonna put you in a box, that's for sure. And then they're gonna take a few more steps closer. Ulad, Lilith, anything to say?
Just going
being closest to the action.
Lilith is just going to, like, fingers on, like, you know, palms of head, just, like, rubbing it. It's like, we just got off. We have 5 minutes before we start murdering each other. 5 minutes! Just five! Please? Also,
I'm in favor of this.
How long were you in that box? What are you? Who are you? Actually... But that first question is also still valid. What and who are you? Looks at... Well,
the first thing is, I'm not gonna be here as they wanna kill me. And I start just running down the pier, I suppose?
Uh-huh.
Towards the city. Village.
As you do, why don't you give me a intimidation check? The first roll
of the
campaign
game.
Yeah.
Shake, shake, shake. Roll. Ooh, 16.
Very nice. I do believe you also have advantage on that. But
oh my god, I do. Is that the little black box?
Yeah. No, that's a proficiency bonus. No, yeah, you don't. Sorry, I'm a liar. 16 is still heckin' good enough. You run between these two people and they fall. Clearly just sailors are not actually any good at doing anything other than that. And Krauk scampers along the pier. These two sailors turn to you guys and say, all right, yeah, you're going to have to pay for this, and start moving more menacingly to smaller, less vicious prey.
I have nothing to do with this, and I flap out my wings and start flying towards the city.
Very nice. Lilith?
You know what? I'm just gonna leave as well. Have a good day. Just turns around on like one heel, just like very, very elegantly spin and just leaves. Also I just got off a very long boat ride. I puked so many times like on that boat. Give me 5 minutes at least. I don't want to deal with this today.
So, and yes, running into town.
Yep.
I like how nobody on these boats just wanted to be on these boats.
We don't have sea legs.
Nope.
Oh, it's I guess definitely how I plan to keep you all from leaving the island during the campaign. It's encouraging hate of water.
Oh, but yeah. God.
You all have exited the ship, you've all exited the pier, and you have entered a rather large town of Fifton. It is full of people just wandering around looking at the moment at these people causing a little bit of a hubbub at their arrival. But it is a quite folksome town, considering it's the almost only one on the island. You wouldn't expect actual possibly thousands of people on this island. They're spread out rather thin, of course, but considering the tropical climate, the difficulty getting here, we shouldn't be this many people. Then you start to see that most of these are built or extremely fabulous or very obviously hovering to get to the shops or something. And these people start to click in your mind as actual adventurers. This is a adventuring island. And of course, mid of Fifton is the Adventurers Guild that still reaches tall into the sky. You are all, however, a little distance away and just at the moment entering the warehouse district. So, Krulk, as you left first, you turn around and get a glimpse of both Lilith and Ulad, who can fly, leaving behind a couple of angry sailors, as they don't seem to be in pursuit and rather just following by accident. However, there are a lot of people in front of you. These are a little more sinister, more armed, and looking at you with suspicious eyes. Nothing actively happening, but they're not very friendly. At least the other ones didn't try to kill you.
Yeah, as I get to the end of the pier, I just kind of stop and look around, confused. Imagine like a Gandalf in Moria. I have no memory of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, where am I? What happened? You can fly. That's super cool. Hi, I'm Krulk. Krulk Axhaver.
Nice to meet you, Krulk. I'm Lilith. I think this gentleman is Ulad? I might be remembering wrong. And I think this is Fifton? Just points, like, towards the town that we're going, like, walking to.
General gesture at buildings, yeah.
Yes, general gesture at the... Look, buildings.
Right, right. Wait. Yeah, well, when I got in the box, there wasn't a volcano. Nor this city.
So you just snuck in a box and you didn't really know where that box was going to take you.
What? No, I was just hiding in a box.
Why were you hiding in a box?
Because people wanted to kill me. That's... You saw how those sailors were.
Well, yeah, they were quite murderous. Ish.
Wait,
is that common here?
I've been on a boat.
Yeah, for like 2-something months. Wait, how have you been hiding inside a box that was on a ship boat that I was also in and I haven't noticed anything? I mean, granted, you did hide inside a box, but still.
Well, I hopped in a box that was open, and then somebody put a light on it, a couple of strokes with a hammer, and I was just like, okay, well, boxes are made to be opened at some point, right? So, just stick it out. I've been on a boat.
Yes, you've been on a boat, and now you're on land, on an island, surrounded by water.
I faint.
Oh dear.
Ulad,
just smack.
Have you landed to observe this, or were you just nearby? Yeah.
I would have landed pretty much as soon as I would have out of range.
Ah, okay, okay.
So,
yeah. So you are standing around this very strange creature.
Who has fainted.
Rat folk, yeah. Rat folk aren't very common at all. They are more along the lines of feral goblins and, I mean, a lot scarier, but it's odd to see one that...
Can I communicate,
and two, is not actively hostile.
True. Is this the first one I have personally seen, or, I mean...
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Probably. At least the one that can, you know, at least the not hostile part, probably. I don't think she's ever met a not immediately hostile rat folk.
Yeah. So, it's a funky situation.
Yeah, I'm gonna just... Can I try to carefully just poke at him? See if he's still alive?
Yeah, in that case, probably you and Ulad at the same time go to poke him.
Yeah, we're gonna... we're just like, camera just pans from, like, a below shot of Ulad and Lilith just looking over this weird creature and poking him to see if he's still alive.
Very nice.
I spring to my legs.
Oh, boy. Okay, alive. Good.
Well, I suppose I better go to where I was supposed to go. Good day.
And I'll start scampering further into this district.
Wait. No, wait. Listen. I don't know where I am. And... I guess I only know you guys. Can I come with? Where are you going?
Well, we're going to the town, and well, you haven't immediately murdered us, so that's good. Let's keep it like that.
I only murder people who deserve it.
Very fair point there. Okay then. I'm fine with you tagging along. Ulad?
Yeah,
are you okay with this lovely lad tagging along?
I suppose, yeah.
Where was I actually supposed to be going? Do I know?
Well, you are going to have to meet up with your contact at some point, but you've arrived at the island technically before schedule. So you have time, and you have been fed certain information about the island, which might work into a good ploy to actually get sort of settled, because you're going to be here for a while. So you could run off to the House of Scholars, but you could also just see if you can get a room somewhere or something, because though it is midday, you are exhausted from a lot of days. So one way that you've been told of doing this is, of course, there are several inns on the island, one of which is pretty close, which is the Welcome Rest, aptly named. But also you do know that if you were to stick with a group, you could get a much cheaper room in the Adventurers Guild if you were to want to just skip to the good part and have your try to lure this these people into being adventurers with you. It would grant you access to a lot of cannon fodder. Or a friendlier term.
Well, I've arrived quite a bit before schedule, so I have some time. I suppose we could go see if we could find some place to rest, to get some lodgings or something like that.
Yes, that would be great.
Is that going to cost, like, money? Because,
usually lodging costs money, yes.
I am told that's common, yes.
See, this is why I choose boxes. They're free. sure.
So I understand that you can typically pay for lodgings with services as well. Maybe they have
that's
issue. That... Oh, wait. Another issue that you can help with.
Well, can it be solved with axe?
Some can.
Awesome. Why am I? Like, I think you guys call us rat folk, right?
That's the term that I've basically grown up with. If it's offensive in any way, I can change it. Don't know what you call your people.
It's rat folk. It's fine.
Awesome.
I mean, I see the similarities, I suppose.
Just looks at this oversized rat, essentially. God, the description of the beady eyes, they get me. It's burned into my head.
Shall we get walking to the Adventurers Guild then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For adventures.
How does just quick feeling? I mean, Lilith, you just landed and you have immediately been invited to the Adventurers Guild by a pretty but very shy birdman and the rat folk.
Yeah,
who usually is an enemy.
Yeah. I don't know. She's feeling a bit, like, overwhelmed is not the right word, but it's definitely, like, a lot going on right now. We have this shy bird, whatever Krelk is. It's very strange that she's currently not murdering this thing. The seasickness, after, 2 months journey, it's a lot. She can feel we're definitely just going to sleep today, or just rest at least.
Yeah,
I do appreciate the not killing of Kralk. It would be annoying to have to make a new character.
Yeah, it's just like, as he didn't seem hostile at first, so she usually just kind of gauges, just like, is this thing attacking me first? Okay, murder time. Is it not? Okay. Can we talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, beginning your journey to the Adventurers Guild is quite close, probably by design, to get as many people into it as possible. You do pass a lot of more of people who are clearly veterans of the island, and people who are also are clearly as sick of the boat trip as you all were. Usually you can tell by how green they look from the seasickness, but most of them are either turning off into the inn or heading directly to the Adventurers Guild with you all. Though, seeing as you guys are kind of at the end of the crowd, you exit, you will be entering last. However, once you enter the central closed off area of Fifton, you are met with two grand standing buildings, one with clearly many, 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 many rooms in it, and the other just chock-a-block with weapons all across the walls, pictures of great fights, tapestries, bones, scales, skins, teeth, and claws, all trophies from previous fights and hunts and battles. And it's when you start to approach that building that you are... well, we'll see how you are met. As someone had spotted a very pretty blue thing flying through the air, and probably has been waiting, looking for said pretty blue thing for a little while, and as all the other adventurers has passed, maybe was making the way towards the inn to see if they were there. But Tasha.
Yes.
You've come across that blue thing that flew in the sky like a sapphire in much less dull sapphires that is the sky, I guess. Such wow. A way with words.
Wordsmith without equals.
Is this are we just outside the Adventurers Guild now?
You are like right outside the Adventurers Guild, yes.
Alright. Okay, as Ulad arrives or sort of walks up to the Adventurers Guild, he sees this alarmingly tall human woman, roughly the same size as the drow he was also with. She's wearing like high waisted shorts with this weird sword tucked into the back, and a black like tank top with a cropped red leather jacket, and these just so extra red high heel boots. And as soon as she like spots Ulad, she just beelines towards him and goes, "Oh my god! Oh my god! What are you? You're an Abercrocra, right? But you're so small and you're so blue and oh my god, your colors are so pretty! Bro, do you have some kind of like feather care routine? Oh my god, look at these beautiful vibrant colors." And she just starts poking at Ulad and sort of pulling bits of feathers to get a better look.
As soon as you approach, Ulad will probably hide behind Lilith.
Oh no!
Someone's approaching. What's...
Oh dear.
Why are you...
Oh, hi! Oh, you're so pretty too, but you should really get some more sun. That complexion does not look good for you.
Is she saying that to the drow?
Yeah, but I mean, you're totally rocking the hair.
Thank you!
It's such a look.
I'm so sorry, I'm just I'm just cackling at the way that Tasha's talking. I'm gonna lose it today.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Oh my god, I'm so rude. Oh, look at me. I'm so bad. I'm sorry. My name's Tasha. I totally live here, but Matt, I have never seen something as gorgeous as you. Ooh.
That's very kind of you.
Nice. Don't they have mirrors here?
Oh my gosh, what is that? Oh, but that black coloration, though, of that fur and the tail. Oh, we could totally get you, like, a pedicure and a manicure and get some rollers up in that fur. Ooh, we could give you... Ooh, this could be so good. Oh my god, has anyone got any shampoo on them?
I don't what?
Yeah, we could make you look so pretty. We could just make your... We could make your fur go poof. Oh, that could be so much fun.
I don't want to be poof.
Oh, but you look so good. Oh, honey, no.
Sounds like it'll hurt.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, no. Darling, when you're with me, that stuff will not hurt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can totally make this work. And the way that those eyes of yours, the way they contrast with the black of your skin, oh, it just works so well. It pops. But no offense, but you just pale in comparison to this Arikakra over here. What was your name?
Ulat. Do you know where we're supposed to sign in?
Uflad?
Ulad.
Oh, okay. Sign in for what, sorry?
We're here to get a room as a group and to maybe see if there's some jobs to be done tomorrow.
You want to get a room? Here? Alright.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just walked off the boat, I guess. Or flew off the boat in your case.
Yes.
Well, if you just head up here, you've got the Adventurers Guild, which is in like two sections. There's like the cool bit with the tavern where you can get quests and you can get drunk, and then there's that bit over there where you can like get a room. It looks like it's a bit full at the moment, but you could probably talk to, I don't know, like Pira or Rudy or something.
It seems like you know the way around here. Could you maybe, like, go ahead and show us where to go?
But that sounds like effort. Would you buy me a drink?
Will it help if I say yes?
If it's you, yeah.
Sure.
All right.
All right.
Dude, I think you have an M.
This wonderfully like this? Helpful woman as starts, I think, leading you guys into the main building, the one with the tavern where you can get drunk and such.
Yeah. is Ulad still behind me? He can definitely just like hide behind me still. It's perfectly fine.
Probably, yeah. He'll wait for the rest to start moving and then
Lilith will start walking, and Ulad is very welcome to hide behind her. It's perfectly fine. It's like, you know, mum taking kids out somewhere and there's a stranger, so you just hide behind her.
Wonderful. Entering this grand hall, the doors are wide open because it's hot today, you know? So, gotta get that air in. You see a bunch of people. A lot of them are the usual crowd that Tasha would know. But there are also quite a few new people that are getting signed up, trying to get to know each other. It seems like most people have already grouped up, unfortunately. There is a few people that are already like heading out madly right off the ship. They're going off to go kill something out in the forest, probably. But after getting in line and waiting there for a few minutes, you've picked the line that is Pira's line, who is a half-elf lady. She's probably going to be quite helpful, according to Tasha's internal monologue, probably, maybe. You see that, like, this room is stuffed with half of it being restaurant slash pub, and half of it being quest boards, these information brokers that are also going to be working as wranglers for your adventures, where they would give you quests and you would have a certain person who works with your group, giving you appropriate quests and keeping up to date, seeing if you guys are okay and blah, 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 blah. Such.
Oh, I pity that person.
Yeah.
Hello, it's us, the idiots. Do you have more work?
As you guys are there, why don't you, Tasha, give me a casual, definitely not loaded perception check?
Excellent. That's what I'm good at. Perception.
That was worrying.
That's a 13.
Okay.
Better than your passive.
It's quite quite full in here, but it's emptying quite quickly. And what you realize is that there's someone who you didn't really expect to be here. It's there's this elf guy that you see around, like you drink with him sometimes, Sir Thegrano, who's just seemingly watching not only you but this group that you're in. So, which is odd. He's usually drunk off his ass by this point of the day. So, as you look away to point it out, maybe, or look at the pretty colors of the feather and look back, he has mysteriously vanished.
But. Okay. As soon as Tasha saw Thegrano, she's probably going to go, "Ooh, oh my god, hi!" And then we just sort of wave and then look back at Ulad and just sort of go, "Ooh, I know someone who's over there." Sort of idea. And then sort of look back and he's gone.
Yes.
Who do you know?
Highly mysterious.
Huh, that's weird. I thought I saw someone over there. It must have just been the heat or something.
There are a lot of people around.
But then again, we did get hella drunk together, the two of us, yesterday, so it could just be a hangover.
So what do you do around here?
I drink.
You must do something to earn money to drink with.
I mean, I'm kind of just fabulous, and it works. I mean, sometimes if I'm bored, I'll pick up some quests from here, I guess. Pira knows me. She'll put them aside. She'll hook me up if there's like a good one for a single lady like myself to do. But yeah, no, usually I just hang around and get drunk. If I get the rich guy drunk enough, he pays for all the drinks and it's nice.
I really like this one. Can we keep her?
Yeah, I think
we
can.
Excuse me? I am not a possession.
Well, no.
But if you would like to, you know, stick around with us, that would be great. You're very fun to be around with.
Imagine all the drinking money.
Thank you. Oh yeah, we could totally get drinking money, and also, I totally want to look more at your feathers. Just points down at Ulad. And I still want to give you a makeover. I'm not forgetting that.
If you point at Ulad, he like hides away in his robes. flips up a hood and just goes, "Nope, I'm not here."
Oh no. You gorgeous little birdie, don't hide away your colors. You gotta show them. Show those true colors of yours.
Yeah, there's a song for that. you reach the front of the desk and you are definitely in Pyrrha's queue as she looks up, very surprised to see you, Tasha. This is just a quite young half-elf lady who seems a little stressed with the newcomers, all clamoring to get into groups immediately. She's divided them up and tried to coerce some communication between them all. And yeah, she looks at you and goes, "Oh, Tasha, you're here with people. You okay?"
I'm a gat. Hi, Pira. Look at this little guy under here. Look. I know he's kind of small and he's kind of hiding behind this gorgeous drow, but this, like, this gorgeous peacock aracocra. Oh, these colors are so vibrant and such beautiful blues and greens, and oh my god, I just can't.
Did you just kidnap these people to show me how pretty they were?
Yeah, but they are pretty though. Look, it's shiny.
Yes, I'm not denying it. They're very pretty. This is for adventurers, Tasha.
Yeah, and? Am I not an adventurer? Kind of, sometimes, when I feel like it.
Yes, this is true. Are these people adventurers?
I don't know.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pira. I am a wrangler, which is a fun name we have for the people looking out for the adventurers who want to go work for the guild. Are you here by your free will, or... She looks a little, like, confused still, unsure if Pira has just manhandled you into the guild.
Well, technically, I guess kind of. Not, but I hid in the box on purpose, I suppose. Pira, are you talking about this room?
Pira nods at the box like, yeah, okay. And then, I mean into this room, yes.
Oh, yeah, no, we just, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I don't feel kidnapped, should I?
I don't. Think so. You're fine. I mean...
No, right. Hi, I'm Kralk. Kralk Axhaver.
Hello. Hello.
I'm Ulad. I came here to do research on the island, and I need a group of people to travel with, as I'm told it's not very safe.
Oh yeah, no. The island is full of deadly things, like. Horribly deadly things, yeah.
It's much fun.
As she says that, you can just see Lilith's eyes just, like, widen, just, like, in excitement. It's like, yes, dangerous things. Well, I'm Lilith, by the way. I'm here, well, I do have someone I'm supposed to meet, but I will definitely stick around for jobs, and I might need help with my own stuff, and it would probably be nice to have a reliable party with me. Looks at the party.
Kralk is scratching his ear.
Oh god, Ulad is just hiding.
Yeah, Ulad was nodding until you looked at him, and then he starts hiding again.
Oh no. And Tasha... And Tasha's just aggressively staring at Ulad.
But he's so pretty.
He does have wonderful feathers, yes.
Well, in that case, if you are all willing, then welcome to the Adventure Guild on Kania Island. We are the only adventuring guild. We are one of two inhabited, is a loose term, towns. This is the one with the people, and then there's another one that is full of sort of people sometimes. Yeah, it's X-people, called
right?
It's Wellick, but don't you worry about it. If you are willing, then we can get you all settled in. just here are some papers. If you just sign those with your name, read over it. It just, you know, the small things. We're not liable for your injury, death, maiming, comatose state, or enchantment, or eternal servitude to the Fae, or anything such. You know, just the standard setup. You will be paid every time you complete a quest. We will help you out, and I will personally take care of you guys, because, you know, me and Tesha are friends, and it's I'm just gonna hope that everything works out between all of you. It should, right, Tesha?
What? Oh, you were talking? Oh my god, I'm so sorry, Pyrrho. I was totally distracted.
Is it
just the standard paperwork stuff, or what are we
yes,
doing?
Yes. This one, however, okay, well, will bind you as a group.
Oh, so I gotta sign shit again? Okay, fine.
Don't worry. You just have to sign this one the one time, and then you guys are stuck together for at least a while.
You can't escape me now, you lot.
Oh, God.
I suppose that's okay.
She hands out a parchment to each of you to sign.
Okay, so on the list of hazards, or, like, you know, the things that they're not responsible for, signing a contract for eternal servitude with Tasha, is that also on the list?
It's not currently on the list, no, but
okay. Noted. But yeah,
it's heavily implied.
Maybe Tasha is the Fae. That's like keyword for Fae. It's Tasha. Oh,
no. My secret's out already.
What a plot twist.
Oh, how the turntables. But yeah, we'll read through the important stuff, the fine print, if there is any, because it's always the fine print with any of these contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And then sign.
As well, I believe. Tasha, do you read or do you just sign?
Tasha probably skims it and then looks down at Krelk and is like, can you read? Can you write?
Krelk pulls out, like, small reading glasses, puts them on. They clearly don't have glass in them. Pours some ink on his paw and just smacks where it's like, sign here. No. Yeah. I can't read.
I guess that answers that. We could really have put whatever we wanted on there, couldn't we? Such a missed opportunity. Anyway.
Wait, this was important?
No, not at all. Not at all. Pyrrho, we're done here.
Well, you just need to sign as a sort of group calling name, like a name for your group, yes. Just whatever you can think of.
What sort of things will this group be expected to do exactly?
Probably kill things.
Yes.
I'm good at that.
Exterminating goblins and beasts and collecting gems. Probably clear out monsters in the labyrinth or such.
I've heard about this labyrinth. That sounds acceptable.
Do you like gems? They're quite pretty.
And Ula does shine like a gem, and I love it, and I'm here for it.
We also have, like, half our parties, like, you know, short, small, very adorable gremlins.
Yeah, I guess, but, like, the two of us, we're not. We're not.
Well, we're not, but they are. So,
well, yeah.
And they are totally the distinctive ones.
So we like gems, and half of our parties are very cute little gremlins. Should we just put those two together? That's currently the only thing I can think of right now.
Gem rims.
Gemlins.
I got it.
Little gem gremlins, because we like shiny things, because, you know, we like shiny things, they're valuable. We're basically little gremlins for shiny things. We're adventurers.
Oh my god, you're so smart. I thought you were all lugs and no brains like me, but no. Oh my god, you are so smart. Yeah, I'm totally here for it. Pira, put that down.
Pira looks mighty confused at this quick conversation, but writes down gemlins. And with everyone having signed, she hands out a shell. It is blue with a pink innard, and has a slight glow to it, and she will probably hand it to Lilith and says, this is your shell phone, and you use it to call people nearby and get in contact with them. It doesn't work over long distances or deep underground.
Okay.
This is your group's one, but I believe Tasha already has one.
Oh, yeah, but it's totally at home because who would I talk to? Just kidding.
Hold on, I need to actually just find a picture so we can all agree on what this thing looks like.
I'm so angry at the shell phone.
Makes me so happy.
So happy. Okay. I found two options here. It's the typical, like, you know, conch shell from, like, SpongeBob, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know, conch shells are in the wild as well. They're not just in SpongeBob.
Well, yeah, I know, but know that. It's just, like, the design, because there's literally just a shell phone there.
Yeah.
Or we can use this beautiful thing, just like a flip phone shell, kind of.
Yes, the ones you would find more of a clam. Yeah.
Yeah, so a clam, like flip phone, whatever, or just a conch shell phone. Just hold it to your ear, kind of, and you can, instead of the ocean, you just hear, I don't know, Krelk or something in the distance.
I think the first Krelk one fits better.
Krelk is butt dialed.
Yeah, I think the first one probably works. So A, just a very pretty conch shell that you just put to your ear.
Yes.
So, I will keep I'll keep this somewhere safe.
It's a localized multiple use sort of sending cast, so you would use, if you 25 or less words, the recipient will receive it in their own shell phone, and then you can use it quite a few times, but it's the distance that is the issue. But
do we know how great of a distance?
Island
distance is the generalization. However, it depends where on the island you are.
Okay.
But it has a at least very clear reception within a day's travel of here.
Okay.
It's not like 30 feet or something.
No. It's not.
It's,
you could have just shouted that at me.
Yeah, it's only effective at shouting distances.
But it only works if you speak really loudly.
Yeah.
God.
So, as you finish up the paperwork, you have your shell phone. The doors open up and a guard comes jogging over. Leans over to speak to Pira and And Pierre goes, again? She'll look over at you guys as a group and says, congratulations, I have your first quest.
Man, you guys work fast.
Yeah, apparently. The guard just sort of jogs off again immediately.
Bye.
Pyrrha looks at you guys. All right. This should be fine. There's a small group of officials coming towards the shore, just outside the walls. If you could go over there and remove them quite violently, that would be great.
We're removing officials?
A group of officials?
Yes. So they'll be coming in from the ocean. You guys just have to meet them there and just get rid of them. And then come back and I'll pay you for it.
Oh my god, Ulad, while they're still on the ship, you should totally like fly overhead and do aerial bombing. You could drop rocks on their boat or something.
Why are they supposed to not come in? I'm so confused.
Oh,
don't ask questions. We're allowed to kill people.
Well, there's two things.
Are we allowed to kill them?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Nice.
They're just coming over to try to get us to start doing slavery, and they want us to be the first test subjects in a sort of way. But yes, notably, they don't have any ships.
Well, you got me at wanting to do the slavery thing, so yeah, let's go murder some people. Just very eager.
So exit at the west and then head down that way about 300 meters and then back towards the shore and you should be pretty much right there. They're the ones doing the trumpet calls on their way over.
Oh yeah, so we meet them down by the red tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I totally got this. It's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Good luck. Counting on you. And what do you do?
Thanks.
I think we're four.
What do you mean?
Okay, but what if, hear me out here, what if instead of just killing them, we like tie them up and we make them our slaves instead, give them a taste of their own medicine?
No
that's effort.
No slavery, preferably. Let's just dispose of them. Yeah,
you're a drow and you're against slavery.
Yes.
Excuse me. Well, this goes against all my history lessons.
Well, you know what? If we survive this, I'll buy you a drink and I'll tell you why.
Alright.
So, amazing. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, is it sunny out?
Yes, it is very sunny outside.
Do not like. A lot of like squinting away from the sun because it hurts eyes.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
I assume from the words that Lilith, Krelk, and Tasha are quite ready for this. Ulad, how you feeling about this? It's, yeah.
A bit confused. Didn't expect this to be the first assignment. But he signed a waiver that said he has to do this, so he's gonna go do this, questionably.
Questionably. Very understandable. Excellent. And with that, you head out into the sun and the open sky, the gulls crying out up above, and the washing of waves very, very distantly heard as we can draw this episode to its close. And next time, you guys will get to go and beat up some officials.
Yay!
Woo! Yay! Violence!
Violence!
Ah, violence against authority figures. That's always that's always good.
Always good.
Eat the rich.
That was the confusing part to me.
Consume consume the rich. Consume thy neighbor.
All shall be made clear. But
consume all.
thank you all for listening, and we will get back to you in about a week, and I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll continue listening to our super intense hardcore D&D sessions.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, goodbye everyone.
Yeah, bye.